The 6th annual Latin Grammys are being awarded tonight in Los Angeles, and this year's big thing is the rise of reggaeton. It's a distant cousin of Spanish-language hip-hop. One reggaeton artist is nominated for Record of the Year, and three reggaeton performers picked up nominations for Best Urban Music Album. As NPR's Felix Contreras reports, just 2 years ago, the only place to find reggaeton was on the streets and in the clubs of Puerto Rico.
The story of reggaeton goes all the way back to the construction of the Panama Canal and the Jamaicans who moved there to help build it. Over time, as their descendants began to mix with the Panamanians, so did their music. Spanish-language reggae eventually spread throughout the Caribbean. In Puerto Rico, it was combined with North American hip-hop and dubbed reggaeton by some long-forgotten street promoter. Boy Wonder is one of reggaeton's hottest producers. He's also made a documentary film about the music. He says, like hip-hop, reggaeton started as an underground phenomenon.
There's a movement right now, just like I guess when hip-hop started in New York, where it started in the clubs, a new style of music, like maybe back in the days when hippies were into their little movement, and that's how reggaeton was, and now reggaeton has expanded, you know, all over the world, all over the country.
And like hip-hop, reggaeton initially met with resistance from the music establishment. Ed Morales has been covering the music's development for Newsday in New York and The Village Voice.
The response from the public and critics at times was not very optimistic about how long the genre would last. A lot of people would say that the beats or the music was repetitive and didn't draw you in.
There is a reason for the repetitive beats. Unlike hip-hop, reggaeton is principally dance music. Just 2 years ago, reggaeton's boom chicka beats were seldom heard on Spanish-language radio here in the U.S., and the CDs were not widely distributed. But according to the Recording Industry Association of America, the music industry's trade group, sales for Spanish-language music grew more than 20% last year and nearly 30% in the first half of this year. The RIAA says that jump was largely fueled by the increased popularity of reggaeton. Now, companies that cater to the urban lifestyle, clothing, liquor, and sneaker manufacturers, are lining up to sign endorsement deals with reggaeton's hottest acts, including Boy Wonder.
Corporate America believes in youth. The young people, we spend money without caring. We don't, you know, you see, the young kids are the ones that go buy the most expensive sneakers, the most expensive jewelry. They want to look fresh. They don't, you know, because it's an image. And right now, reggaeton is the music of the image. And besides, corporate America wants to right now use the Latino market. They believe that the Latino market is the next generation that's going to, you know, it's going to generate the top dollars. So what is the biggest Latino music right now in the entire world? Reggaeton. Well, it works perfect.
The genre's popularity has also influenced the radio industry. Within the last 12 months, between 20 and 30 stations around the country have switched to Spanish language hip-hop and reggaeton formats. Radio giant Clear Channel recently flipped 5 of its English language stations in markets with large Latino populations to the Herban format. The name's a contraction of Hispanic and urban. Clear Channel CEO Mark Mays was enthusiastic about the changes at a speech this fall in Washington, D.C.
In a little more than 1 year, Clear Channel has created new formats like La Preciosa, Herban, and has become a primary driver of the enormously popular reggaeton genre.
He may not be able to pronounce it, but Mays certainly recognizes the economic potential of reggaeton. The popularity of the music around the country is also a significant cultural development. Until reggaeton, Spanish language radio was subdivided into many regional formats, says Betty Cortina, editorial director of Latina magazine.
This is one of the first genres that really appeals coast to coast to young people. It's huge in New York, it's huge in Texas, it's huge in California. It's not just for Caribbeans.
But with popularity comes controversy, says writer Ed Morales.
As people see the marketability of reggaeton, they realize that there are some rough edges.
Those rough edges are actually curves. Female curves. Young female curves. Young female curves gyrating.
Yeah! Pull up to the club, walk in, then I pull up to the bar, get drinks, then I what? Pull up to a bra, let her know what it is, how it is, why it is, what it is. I ain't got time for no games. I'm hoping, mommy, that you feel the same.
Pitbull and other reggaeton artists have been taking heat for their racy videos and lyrics, which are in Spanish, English, and sometimes a combination of the two. This summer, Latina magazine polled its readers about the content of Spanish-language rap and reggaeton. 58% said the CDs and videos offered too much grinding and not enough respect. But the magazine's editorial director, Betty Cortina, says it's important to distinguish between sexism and sexuality.
It's sexy, for sure. There's a lot of grinding. There's a lot of, you know, butts shaking on the screen. But I think it's more celebrating sexuality. And in a lot of cases, if you really look at the lyrics, it leaves a lot of the women in control of that sexuality, or at least, you know, sharing control.
Reggaeton artists are trying to tone it down a little, insists Boy Wonder. He says that if the music is going to be more than a fad, it has to remain popular but grow beyond the party to take on the issues that affect the communities from which it comes.
I like lyrics and content. As a producer, my thing is that I'm trying to expand reggaeton and to give opportunities to these new artists that are coming around the world, you know, and show the world that the music can be there, credible, and it also be different and it can expand. Because it's not about making a hit, it's about making a classic.
And much like those in hip-hop, reggaeton's artists will face the challenge of maintaining their artistic credibility while they and their music are being used to sell sneakers, booze, and cars. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Still on the track, Gil, AG, Nelly, and I'm my secretary.